Presenting their positions at a public meeting in Harare last night, representatives of the political parties in the unity government all agreed that Zimbabweans should vote yes in the March 16th referendum. What they did not agree on was why they should vote yes. MDCT spokesman and COPA co-chairperson Douglas Monzora urged Zimbabweans to adopt the draft because it limits the president to a maximum of 2 terms in office, while the current constitution allows the head of state to stand for election as many times as he or she likes.
The people of Zimbabwe spoke, and please know that the people of Zimbabwe include members of society who don't think the way you do. There are ZANU-PF people in this country. There are MDC people in this country. There are Mawambo people in this country. So what you want may not correspond with what they will say. They talk of the executive president, but the powers of the president are checked. Number one, the power to declare war. The president can declare war, but the president can declare war, but when he does so, he must inform parliament within 7 days. The parliament can revoke that decision. That's checking the power, can revoke the decision of the president.
Kubani Moyo, organizing secretary of Industry Minister Walshman Ncube's formation of the MDC, told the gathering that the strengthening of local government, described as devolution in Chapter 14 of the draft charter, was, quote, an incremental gain for many Zimbabweans.
Why do we fight going forward? Let's not allow ourselves as Zimbabweans to squander the gains that we have made now. We need to build on top of them going forward. We might differ in terms of whether they're substantial or not, but there's general agreement amongst all of us that they are gains. So I'm saying to you today, we should not squander this opportunity like we did last time.
ZANU-PF's representative at the meeting, blogger and indigenization advisor, Psychology Maziwisa, said Zimbabweans should vote for the draft because it retains the strong executive powers of the presidency.
What we are saying is that this is a compromise document which was reached considering that we are in a coalition government, considering that, like Comrade Monzora here just alluded to, we have limited time within which to do these things. We need to move forward. It's true also that we felt at the second stakeholders conference that the views of the people were not fully represented, and that is why we continued to push for further amendments, and we did not manage to get all of those amendments in, but we managed to do so at a reasonable level, and it was at that stage that President Robert Mugabe then said, look, we can reach a compromise here. So we've got to understand our activities from the point of view of ZANU-PF wanting to work collaboratively, like I said, with its coalition partners.
Of course, not everyone at the meeting urged a yes vote. MDC 99 President Job Skala urged citizens to reject the draft constitution on March 16th.
These people have created a bloated parliament, whereby they have increased the members of parliament from 210 to 350. Senators are now 80. If you add 210 plus 80, it will give you about 200 and something. Then you will add the city for women who are going to be elected on the basis of proportional representation. They'll give you a total of 350 members of parliament. When Tendai was yesterday telling us that the bank balance of our nation is $217, when these same members of parliament and the current cabinet, if they are non-achievement, one packages, that will cost almost a quarter of our national budget. Where we will get the resources for us to be able to feed 350 members of parliament? When you are a member of parliament, you are entitled to a vehicle. You are entitled to an allowance. You are entitled for you to sleep in a hotel when parliament business is in possession. And the 350 members of parliament times 4 days with they attend parliament at this Johnson Hotel, how much tax plus money will they use when they will demand packages and all other necessities?
A no vote was also supported by the Zimbabwe chapter of the International Socialist Organization. ISO coordinator Munyara Dzigwisai said if adopted, the draft constitution would unnecessarily increase the size and power of the government.
They were outmaneuvered disastrously in the GPA 2008 in the so-called compromise government where all the power was left with Mugabe and his people. They have been dribbled for the last 3-4 years where Chihuri, Gono, Tomana have remained in power. And today in this draft constitution, they've also been dribbled again, leaving power in the same hands of the same generals, the same judges who ran June 2008, and they shall be. But the people of Zimbabwe must refuse to be dribbled. The people of Zimbabwe must defend their rights. Come and vote no. Come March 16.
What about the reason?
Clever Bere, representing the National Constitutional Assembly, said his organization opposed the way the draft was finalized by the nation's political chiefs and not by the grassroots, so also urges Zimbabweans to vote no.
The constitution is not about ZANU-PF, for ZANU-PF, MDC or the NCA. It is supposed to be a constitution for the people. What the NCA is asking for is sufficient time for the people of Zimbabwe, like the ones that are in this house, to be able to look at the document, to be able to reflect upon it, and to be able to make an informed decision. That is what the NCA is calling for. Secondly, we have listened here to those who are advocating for the yes vote. We have heard from them, and what they have been saying is clearly contradictory. These contradictions, people of Zimbabwe must be given sufficient opportunity and time to be able to reflect upon them and to be able to understand the real issues that are captured in the constitution.
With just a few weeks to go to March 16th, former finance minister and leader of Mavambokusile Don Simba Makoni said his party is undecided on the draft constitution. Mr. Makoni says whether the document is good or bad, if it becomes the law, he urges those in authority to adhere to all provisions of the constitution.
We need to understand what is different in this constitution from the one that we have before we come to a position which says, yes, we support it, no, we don't. And if COPAC were to do any work for the people of Zimbabwe, not for their parties, it is to present a comparative analysis of the current constitution, chapter, article, section by section, first saying what is different in the new compared to the old, and what is different better, and what is different worse, before you ask us to say yes or no.
Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, organizers of yesterday's meeting, said it will organize more debates in other parts of the country to help Zimbabweans learn about the draft constitution before the March 16th referendum. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.